My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ray, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. As always, wouldn't be the start of a season without you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always fun to talk to you and Dan, especially on the eve of the NFL season, which I never thought I'd be saying this. The Eagles season kicking off tonight in Brazil.
And a Friday night game. Yeah.
A Friday night in Brazil. What a strange way to start the NFL season. But that's what the Eagles have tonight. But, yeah, I'm looking forward, not necessarily to the Brazil part of it, but I'm looking forward to the season. I think the Eagles have a lot of digging out to do from the way last year finished, but I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Well, it seems to be the nub of it, and I saw the controversy down the hall this week, Ray, around the blitz. Could Hurts read the blitz? Well, his growth was stunted because of Jason Kelsey. I mean, it's hard to believe the soap opera of this. Is that the core of what happened, other than how bad the defense was last year, do you think?
Oh well, yeah, the two really do go hand in hand. I mean, Hurts absolutely struggled last year. I mean, there's no way of getting around that. I mean, he from where he was the year before, I mean, last year he regressed in significant ways. And what happened over the last month and a half of the season, it wasn't entirely his fault, but it was, there are a lot of blame there for him. But the defense was just terrible. Honestly, I mean, I don't think this is a pretty sweeping statement, but I'm not afraid to make it after having watched the film. There is not a team in the NFL that played worse defense than the Eagles did the last 7 weeks of the season, and I'm including all of them. I'm including the real bottom feeders. There wasn't any team in the league that was playing worse defense than the Eagles were by the end of that season. And you saw it week after week. I mean, losing down the stretch in big games, meaningful games, to Arizona and the Giants. I mean, two pathetic teams like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when the division is at stake, I mean, postseason seeding is at stake, those weren't throwaway games. Those were games you needed, and you couldn't beat those teams. That's how bad things were by the end of last year. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think it's very important that this team get off to a good start this year. You know, if they stumble out of the gate, then all the conversation about what happened at the end of last year is going to come back. You gotta bury those ghosts and bury them quick, and you start doing that tonight.
Right, what do you have? I have them 12-5 during the regular season, something like that. What do you have?
That's right about where I am. I would say 11 or 12. I think that's just about right. I feel pretty confident in saying I think they're going to win the division. The division kind of is what it's been for a long time. I mean, Washington is, and the Giants are not a factor. Dallas has a lot of talent, but they always seem to find a way to screw it up. To me, it's the Eagles' division to lose, really. And they got a lot of talent on this team. They've, you know, some significant losses. I mean, you don't lose two players like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox and don't feel it. I mean, that's significant. But they're really, really a good team. And I really think the guy, and you may see it starting tonight, is what an impact I think Saquon Barkley is going to have on this team. I think he's going to be – it's amazing to me that more people haven't talked about that, or that hasn't been more of a topic of conversation. Everybody's been so fixated on the quarterback, which I understand it. That's the way of pro football. But I'm a little bit surprised that more people haven't shown some excitement about Saquon Barkley's arrival, because I think he's going to be a big, big impact player, and I think you're going to see it starting tonight.
Yeah, Green Bay, hint, hint, is pretty bad against the run, Ray. So, yeah, if we don't see it tonight, that'll be a pretty strange thing. Are you in the camp? I am, and I'm not the football expert at all, but on paper, just eye test and their body of work, the two new coordinators will be a big upgrade from last year.
Yes. Yes, I think that's safe to say. And listen, it wouldn't have to be real hard to improve on what you had there last year. But yeah, I think that I think Kellen Moore on offense and Vic Fangio on defense will be a big improvement over where you were last year, which had to be done. I mean, it absolutely had to be done. But you know, Vic Fangio is a guy that I have known since, I mean, when he was an assistant coach under Jim Mora with the Philadelphia Stars back in the 80s. I mean, that was when I first met him. And he's been coaching pro football now ever since, and has been moved around a lot, as coaches tend to do. But everywhere he's been, his defenses have played well. And his philosophy of defense and his approach and his schemes have been copied by a lot of coaches. I mean, whole generations of coaches have borrowed from the Vic Fangio playbook, and now you got the original here this year. So that can only make you better. And I also think, and this is also part of the equation too, is, you know, a coach can really only be as good as his players allow him to be. And last year, the Eagles' defense was really short on players. I mean, some of the guys they were running out there just weren't very good. And I think they have significantly upgraded the defense with, bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson after being away for 1 year is really going to help. I mean, he was a good player for them 2 years ago. They bring him back, and the two young defensive backs that they drafted, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, on my draft board were the two best defensive backs in the entire draft, and the Eagles got both of them. So Mitchell's going to start and play a lot tonight. Cooper DeJean was set back. He had a hamstring pull that slowed him down, and he didn't get a whole lot of work in the preseason. And so I think they're going to ease him in a little bit. You'll probably see him a little bit tonight. I don't know how much you're going to see him in the defense, but I think as the season goes on, you're going to see him more and more. And I think by midseason, you're going to see Mitchell and DeJean will be on there as part of your base defense, and they're going to be a big, big upgrade over what you had last year.
We got a lot of Ray Dininger sightings that we're going to be seeing. You're going to be at the Lovett Library over at 6945 Germantown Avenue. I believe that's Germantown in Sedgwick. I've spoken there. It's in the neighborhood.
Good.
Yeah, Thursday, September 12th at 2 p.m. And just a delight. The greatest moments in Philly sports history with Glenn Macnow and Joe Conklin. The Ardmore Music Hall, which is a great site, that's on the 17th of September.
Yeah, it's really, we started off, the original date was September 18th, and the show sold out so quickly that they said, well, do you want to do a second show? And we said, sure. So they put up a second show, so that will be September 17th, the night before. And they still have a few tickets left for that one. A few, not a lot, but they got a few tickets left for that. And that is going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be, Hey, listen, it's the ultimate highlight film show. I mean, that's basically what it is. We're going to talk about what we consider not. Well, there might be some people that will disagree, but we're going to pick what we consider to be the 10 greatest moments in Philadelphia sports history, show them, talk about them, and relive a lot of those wonderful highlights. It's the first time that Glenn and I have put this together to try to do this, so this is going to be a little different for us. And we're bringing Joe Conklin along with all of his many voices to supply the soundtrack. So I think it's going to be a real fun night.
Well, I don't know if I should say the third one, Dan, because I'm under orders. I forgot about it, but to get the tickets, this is a big Christmas present. The People's Light Theater in Malvern will be hosting in January Tommy and Me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be the seventh different theater. this is going to be, Donna's going to be the seventh different theater that we've brought Tommy and Me to. We debuted the play in 2016, and here we are 2024, and we're still doing it. And, you know, People's Light, which is a beautiful theater, a lovely place out in Malvern, they have been in touch with us over the years, and they wanted to bring Tommy and Me there before, but it just didn't work out timing-wise. It just didn't. We couldn't get our schedules to work. But now we finally did. And it's going to be fun because we've never done the show that time of the year. We've never done the show like in the real meat of the football season. We've always done it in the spring and the summer running into the football season, but we've never done it in season. So if things play out the way I kind of think they're going to play out, and in January the Eagles are in the playoffs and everybody's super excited about where the Eagles are going and maybe could they go back to the Super Bowl, what a wonderful time to bring Tommy and Me back onto the stage when you're feeding into all that Eagles excitement. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be pretty much the whole month of January. We're going to do 21 performances. I think we start January the 7th. And you're right. It's an opportunity for, if you're looking for a Christmas present, what better Christmas present than, you know, buy your grandfather, your dad, your brother, your uncle, whomever, buy them tickets for Tommy and Me.
Great stuff, Ray. Thank you so much. Wouldn't be the kickoff without, speaking of the kickoff, I didn't see much difference last night, but I was in and out. Tonight we're going to see this latest formation of the kickoff. What difference will we see tonight?
You know, I don't know. I mean, last night there was very little of it. I mean, last night was pretty much the same. They were just kicking it into the end zone and it was going for a touchback. And they're walking the ball out to the 30-yard line. It wasn't all that different than what we saw last year, which is what they were trying to get away from. I guess different teams will have different approaches. I'm kind of curious to see what the Eagles' approach is going to be. But... you know, and anything can get the kickoff back into football, I'm in favor of it. You know, I mean, last year was so anticlimactic. You'd line up, you kick the ball out of the end zone, then you'd stop. There'd be like 5 minutes of commercials. Then you finally snap the ball again. You know, to try anything can bring live action back to the game, I'm in favor of it. So last night it didn't seem to be any kind of a factor. We'll see how the Eagles and the Packers approach it tonight.
Good stuff, Ray. Thank you, as always.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, Don.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.